Let's thank Sarah for sharing. At this time, I would like to introduce our second speaker, Sheila J. from D.C. area.
Ooh-wee. I'm Sheila, I'm a recovering addict.
Hi, Sheila.
I was a tired addict for a minute. I was going to sleep over there. Sorry, you did a great job. I was sitting around looking around the room, and I'm saying to myself, why everybody, some of the folks ain't at the dance and somewhere else, because I really didn't want but a few people in here, for real. Because, you know, Sarah shared it, you know, this being right here is, you don't have to be honest and tell the truth. And this piece right here is not about just wanting to be seen. You know what I'm saying? First, I want to thank the area for actually taking a risk with me, for real, for asking me to share my experience, trip, and hope on am I the problem or am I the solution? That's something. When I was when they said that, I kept asking over and over, what is the topic? What is the topic? Am I the problem or, okay, like Sarah said, when I first came in here, I was the problem. I truly was the problem because I was off the hook. Trust and believe that. All that, you know. I didn't come in here breathing with love, honesty, and open-mindedness, and I didn't want to be here. Trust me. I didn't come in here saying, ooh, I'm in knockouts and not. No, no. That was not me. You know, I came in here because I didn't want to go to jail. You know. And my addiction, it was something that I feared a whole lot in my life. And one of my greatest fears was going to jail. Because all my good buddies that I hung out with or whatever, they had those stories. And I was like, oh my God, if I ever get right there, if I get like them, I'm going to stop. I swear to God, if I get like them, you know what I'm saying? Baby. Let me share my experience about the problem that I allow myself to be, okay? Central cell. Let me tell you this. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to tell all of you this right now. I did my bit. It was 3 days in central cell. If you with me in recovery right here today, if you stealing, if you doing whatever, and the police ask me if it's going to be with you or me, I will see you later. Because that little code on the street that you don't snitch, that's the word they use right then. You don't sit, I'm singing like a mockingbird. It was them, they did it. I ain't going, trust me. Because that was it's real good to laugh at yourself now, but baby, trust and believe, them 3 days was not funny. Because I'm 57, and I looked at a lot of TV, Andy and Mayberry, them was my folks. Now I was waiting on Aunt B, but she ain't never come. She ain't break my pillow and my blanket that I was waiting on. Trust and believe, I was waiting on a pillow and a blanket because I didn't think they treat human people like that in central cell because all my friends kept telling me they were going to jail. You know what I'm saying? I seen still up on the wall. It was two of them, two. Baby. And I had a good boyfriend. They called him my co-defender. And he told me, he kept hollering. My story. He kept hollering up there talking about, put your shoes under your head, I'm like, ain't nobody in the cell but me, so who gonna steal my shoes? You know what I'm saying? I did not know that those K-Swiss tennis shoes was gonna be my pillow for that night. You know, I'm just thinking about just, you know, craziness. I'm like, oh my God. So I don't wear K-Swiss tennis shoes, I just don't. That's called a flashback. I don't want none of that no more. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. I am glad that I can laugh at, you know, at all that foolishness and nonsense and stuff that I was actually taking myself through with because I thought I was better then. Trust me and believe that. Because I didn't have a problem. at all. No, me? No, the self-centered core of me say, Sheila, you all right. You know, you still got, you go to work. You ain't on the street all day long and all this other kind of stuff. You got a job. You know what I'm saying? You doing a little stuff. You still getting your hair done. You write the bill when you write your little bills every now and then. You just put the little bill, you say, dope hair. And, you know, you write that in as part of your bill. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. I look back at one of my girlfriends that, we were like sisters. When you seen her, you seen me. You know, we was like ride or die for real. You know what I'm saying? And she said something. She called me last week. It's real, you know, she called me last week and said to me, she said, I'm really tired of seeing you on this social media laughing and joking and you having a great time and all this other kind of stuff. And because she's still stuck. She's still in the position that, she, you know, she's still there. And I do take time and I talk because I love her to death. I truly do love her. So I don't throw her underneath the, you know. So I talk with her and I keep telling her, and I just carry the message. You can have the same smile that I had because Narcotics Anonymous gave me that smile. But you got to do the same thing that I've done in order to get it. You can't jump the moon. I came in here and I whined, I kicked, I scratched and all this other kind of stuff. Because y'all told me to keep coming back. I didn't know why I was coming. Oh, yes, I did. I knew why. I sent a cell. I had to get my paper signed. Don't let me tell that lie, because I get amnesia. It's been 20 years, thank God. It's been 20 years since I haven't used. Straight. I came in here off of methadone. Yes, I did. So I know Narcotics Anonymous do work. I came here off of methadone. When I came to Ocean City, I had 11 days clean off of methadone, and that was the decision that I made. I was not going to use ever again, and I haven't used. And I have squared up now. I play and joke, but I know better. I squared up. I used 20 years, and I got 20 years. See them folks later. I'm tired of hearing their story anyway. You know what I'm saying? But I understand. I know that's just a joke. I just play around with that because I still keep my ears and my eyes open. Trust and believe that. Because when I came in here, my sponsor used to tell me to do certain things. Read that book. Go to meetings. Go to step meetings. This was my regimen for me because I'm very hard-headed. If I see an open way, I'm going to fall through the crack. I'm going to do what I want to do. And whatever you have to say, you deal with that emotion you're dealing with because I'm all right. Real simple. You know what I'm saying? And my sponsor suggested me, no, let me take that back. My first sponsor told me, because I asked her to sponsor me, so that was a part of me asking her to guide me in my recovery. Take my will and my life, for real. Show me how to live the way you live it, because I don't know. I do not talk out the side of my neck. I do not, you know, do all that kind of stuff. I know how to move and, you know, bob and weave and all that kind of stuff. Because I was that addict that said, I would never sell dope on the street. Because I thought I was better then. Because I had a job. I just bag everybody on the job. When I get my check, I pay them back. So I thought I was better than the folks who was on the street all day long. Hustle, get you a job. But I'm up there at 12 o'clock trying to get, where they at? You know what I'm saying? That craziness. No, but I did the first step. You're talking about coming, you coming too. God dang. I was like, okay, Sheila, you really got a problem. Something is wrong. You really got a problem because I was so much in denial about who I was because I had all these little fixations and all this other kind of stuff and all these people telling me I'm all right and I'm dressing the outside and I'm still trying to remain in society and all this other kind of stuff and I'm just killing myself. But because of my free will that God has given me, I kept doing what I wanted to do. Until my sponsor said, okay, it's time to do something different. Because I came in here, oh my God, the dances. I seen men, God dang, them boys are looking good. I was like, whoa, I'm in the right place now. Girl, I said, ain't nothing like a black man. God dang. I said, ooh. You know, I tell my story because I live my life freely, trust and believe. Y'all can sit up there and act like y'all don't like men if you want to. Okay, I look today right now anyway. Anyhow, I ain't walking on water, trust and believe that. No, I keep it real in my life, for real. I ain't going back in denial. I ain't shooting nobody's dope no more. Anyhow, because I ain't want to tell y'all that. Did I say that? Anyway, I'm telling you now. So, you know, my sponsor, because, you know, I was going to the dance, I was hanging out, I was in the fellowship. I like the fellowship. I like, because I'm a social person, I like people. I like to laugh. I really love to laugh. I like to have fun. I enjoy my life. Trust and believe that. When I say I roam the earth, it's nowhere that I don't go. Because God said I can go. Because He protects me anywhere I go. So I don't limit myself. I trust and believe I do not go. If I want to go over there, I'm going. If you want to go, come on and let's go together. All that hemming and hawing. You stay over there until I come back. Because I ain't doing that. You know, because it told me once, because I'm not that one block radiusing girl. I've just never been that one. You know what I'm saying? Even when I was using, I'm just not. You want to take a plane ride? Let's ride. You know what I'm saying? You want to take a car ride? Let's ride. You know what I'm saying? Let's explore the world. Let's find out what's going on in over here, somewhere else. And then the freedom that I have today. Oh, my God. So I know how to get in the solution. I know how to stay in the problem also. That's because when I'm being lazy, procrastinating, when I'm feeling left out or feeling lonely, it's the emotion that I'm dealing with while I'm in the problem. Mm-hmm. That's about getting real. It ain't because I can't get out. Because y'all gave me the solution. It's called the 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous. They say find a God of your understanding and find Him now. Not later. Find Him now. Because when I came in here and started reading literature, when they read How It Works, it said, if you want what we have to offer and are willing to make the effort to get it, then these are the steps that we took. It didn't say nothing in there where, sure, you need 50 years clean time. And after you get that, you might need 60 more. No. It said if you want what we have to offer. That if I'm willing and ready, if I'm ready to do something different, yes, I need to change my behavior. Because I was in here being very selfish and self-centered. Wasn't caring about your feelings at all. If it's something, I need some water, don't I? Drink that dirty water. Anyway, if something was wrong with you, then you take. I'm talking about men, because my behavior came. You know, it woke up. You know, anybody that might know a little bit about heroin, that you know, some things get numb. Anyway, let me say that it gets numb. You know, you just keep going and going. Anyway. And then when they wake up, you're trying to catch up. Yeah, and I was catching up. Trust me, in the problem. Yes, indeed. In the problem. I was catching up. And if you had a problem with it, you know, that was on you. Go to men's rap, go to your sponsor, tell somebody, but just don't tell me. Because I don't want to hear it. I told you off the break what was going on. I was new, you challenged me, and I say, let's take the challenge. And you got caught up, that was on you. Okay, you know. And my sponsor kind of told me, you can't keep treating people like that. I'm like, they treated us like that before, haven't they? That ain't the first time they met the match. But I understood. I'm telling you my story. My story, the best story in here. Trust and believe that. That's what keep me clean. Huh? My sponsor says, Sheila, you can't, you know, you just can't keep treating people like that. And it was only till a guy came in and actually approached me and said some things or whatever, and I found out that men had feelings just like I did. You know, y'all great ones for hiding them. But anyway, I know how to tap into them. All women do. Trust that and believe that. You know what I'm saying? So I had to do better in my life and know that, okay, Sheila, you have to love and appreciate the gift that God has put in front of you. So my sponsor kept telling me it was time to do something different. So I, you know, embarked on doing the steps. I truly did. And because I used to ask her why. Because when she used to tell me things, I want to know why. Why I got to do this? You tell me read a book. Well, I'm going to get out this book, read the first step, keep reading this crap over and over. I already told you what's going on with me. Why we got to keep doing, you know, why? Then you ask me, do I understand? I understand. If I go back out there, I'm going to Central Cell. And don't take no rocket scientist for that one right there, you know what I'm saying? Because I had kind of bought into it for a minute. You know, I was going to the dances. And, you know, they said, whatever keep you here, just keep coming. It kept me here for a minute. You know, so then it got to a point, though, and it got to a point that I had to make a choice. I had to choose between going to a dance and doing some step work. Baby, what a decision. What a decision. It's like, okay, do you go save your life and get better and try to do better? Or do you go to the dance, shake it, and all this other kind of stuff, have a good time, enjoy yourself, meet a little somebody, whatever, talk a little trash, whatever? I said, this is a hard one here. So, I surrendered. I surrendered. You know, because when you're doing step work, y'all can get, you know, they said, you know, the steps are shown in the way you live. I don't have to broadcast and run them down and tell you what step I'm on. All you can do is you can watch me. Because some of the stuff that y'all were doing, I didn't believe it was clean. I said, I'm waiting for them to drop some stuff on the floor somewhere because I knew they wasn't clean. They were lying. I mean, because I used to sit, you know, I'm bringing in the same old mind. I'm just punching holes in your store, and don't let me know you. Oh, he really lied, or she really lied. I just saw her, she lied. You know, I'm doing all that kind of judgmental stuff, and because, you know, I'm not spiritual yet. I haven't got all right with me, because when something's going on with me, sometimes I think is you doing the same thing. Some days I think like that, you know what I'm saying? So I have to remember that, okay, Sheila, that's their story. So, and your story is your story. And don't take on other people's feelings and their stories and all this other kind of stuff. You know, just deciphering minds from yours. So, you know, when I started doing stuff with my sponsor, whatever, because the band don't come out, there's no bunch of music, there's no big halo come out like, you know, that go kind of stuff. You know, but sometimes we go through all that ritual, well, I went on the cloud or somewhere, I don't know, you know. I just hear things. But when I said, my spirit got quiet when I started doing some work. And then I deal with fear because I want to be in control. I want to know what's happening. Because see, I got to shape and mold the solution. And it got to be all dust got to be in the room. This got away. I got to be all in control. I can't just relinquish all the control to you all the time. I know something. I came in here and got a degree and some other stuff, so I think I'm pretty smart some days. Yeah. Oh, 5 minutes, okay. But spiritual principles, I can't battle with them because I don't know what God has in store for me. And I'm enjoying the journey that God has taken me on. Trust and believe. Baby, I'm telling you, I have a good time. Now, you can kick some cans if you want to. You can keep on moping and talking about, oh, this ain't going to work. I need to do this and... Oh, God. But trust and believe, every day that I wake up and I can say, breathe one more time, I'm all right. I'm all right. You know, long as I'm not trying to hurt somebody else, I'm applying the steps in my life to the best of my ability, and I'm doing the right thing for the right reasons. For the right reason. I'm not justifying, rationalizing, outrageous sort of nonsense about the mess I'm getting ready to bring to you and mess your whole life up, because I can do that too. If I can't tell you the truth, I don't need to be in your life, and you don't need to be in mine. If I hurt your feelings, if you hurt mine, then you're doing your job. Because I don't have to agree with you all the time just to be your friend. No. If I see you doing something that's out of order and you want my opinion, or you want to know what I see, don't ask me, because I'm telling you, because what I see, I'm going to call it like I see it. I call a spade, trust me, and I want you to do the same thing for me, because I can get off the hook. I have defects of character that I'm supposed to have in my life. That's my makeup. That's who I am. But when they get overexerted and I take them out of control, baby, watch out. Sometimes I even see myself. This is how I do some work. I see myself coming before. Trust me. I know it's nothing but the spirit. The spirit said, okay, stop, Sheila. You better stop right now because you're getting ready to hang yourself. So that's what I got to back up. The 10th step got to kick in immediately and followed by a great 11th step. Trust me. You understand what I'm saying? I know who I am. And I'm loving every bit of this person. For real. Some days I make mistakes. Some days I get it straight and perfect. Then the next day I'm right back there again. I'm off the chain. Yes. And I love it. I'm having a ball. So I'm telling you, newcomer, trust and believe that when you surrender and allow God in your life and allow some people to guide you that sincerely want you to live this new way of life, you're in the solution. I'm Sheila McGovern-Addison.